Hi everyone, Laszlo Montgomery here with a special episode, something extra, in addition to the normal bi-weekly CHP fare. I received several emails and WeChat messages from listeners urging me to introduce the life of Yuan Longping, so I thought, well, not everyone's heard of him, so this would be a timely intro to his life and achievements. Since his passing a little more than a week ago, so many obituaries have been written, and there have been a great outpouring of praise for what this man did, not only for China, but for dozens of countries around the world. If you live in my world, one that's filled with China newsletters, news sites, and, well, nonstop China all day long, Yuan Longping's life and beneficence to his country and to humankind has been thoroughly covered. But just in case some of you didn't catch the news and weren't aware of his contributions as an agronomist, I wanted to put out this short episode. His life and accomplishments might not be as well known around the world as they are in his home country of China, but I could tell you he is lionized in the PRC for what he did to utilize his expertise as an agronomist to alleviate hunger. An agronomist is someone expert in the science of soil management and crop production. If you're like me and lived in cities your whole life, you know, this is something easy to take for granted. The shelves of grocery stores and local markets are always full, and at least since I've been alive, the United States hasn't suffered from any famine or food shortage, though there are plenty of people from coast to coast who go to bed hungry at night. In China, the people throughout the land know Yuan Longping as the Zaijiao Shui Dao Zhi Fu, the father of hybrid rice. Hybrid rice is not the same as genetically modified organisms or GMO food products. The advances introduced by Yuan Longping had nothing to do with GMO food. Yuan Longping was born in Beijing September 7, 1930, though born in Beijing, his ancestral home was in Zhejiang, Jiangxi Province. And being born in 1930 meant his childhood and early years were dominated by the Second Sino-Japanese War, World War II, and the Chinese Civil War. But it was the Great Chinese Famine of 1959 to 61 that had such a profound impact on the direction he took in life and what his mission was to be. Anywhere from 15 to 40 million people died in this man-made disaster caused by the failed policies of the Great Leap Forward. I know people who lived through this period, though it happened 60 years ago. For those who suffered from the food shortage, it was something they never forgot and affected them their whole lives. Yuan Longping was determined to use his expertise and the degree he received from Southwest University in Chongqing to explore ways to eliminate the possibility of this kind of devastation ever hitting China again. And he set out to do this by experimenting with the science of hybridizing rice with the ultimate objective to raise the yield per rice plant per hectare. A hectare is about 2.5 acres. To produce hybrid seeds in mass quantities required a purebred sterile rice variety that could be fertilized with the fertile pollen from a different variety of rice. Sterile male plants are plants that are incapable of producing pollen. And this deficiency has one good advantage in that they could be more easily bred by inserting genes from another plant to create something new that contained certain properties that were specifically targeted. And in Yuan Longping's case, he was looking for rice that had a higher yield. And the place where he and his colleagues he led did all the science was in Hunan Province. That's where he was based. And in 1964, he settled on what he believed to be the perfect rice plant to experiment on, and he published his initial research in that year. A lot of scientists will tell you, discoveries are one thing, but how to turn a discovery into something practical that could be mass-produced outside the lab is entirely something else. It took a lot of tedious experimentation, but Yuan Longping found the perfect candidate in a kind of wild rice. Now, wild rice is not actually rice. It's a grass that grows in shallow water and in small lakes and streams. It's the flowery head of the wild rice plant that rises above the water level, and it's a common food for ducks and other fowl. By 1970, he had found the perfect species, and experimentation was carried out. Then the following year, 1971, now remember, this is hot and heavy Cultural Revolution time period. He was doing more than just trying to discover a particular kind of hybrid rice. The first efforts yielded a 20% higher yield from the same amount of land. After 9 years of nonstop research, Yuan Longping and his team produced the first high-yielding hybrid rice strain. And the hard part? Scaling this up from the lab and experimental fields into full-scale production? Well, by 1975, the technologies were invented and put in place for large-scale production, beginning in that most eventful year in PRC history, 1976. And in 1979, Yuan Longping's technique for hybrid rice was introduced to the USA. And in the history of U.S. PRC IP law, this was the first case of Chinese intellectual property transferred to the U.S. Later that year, at a conference organized by the IRRI, the International Rice Research Institute in the Philippines, Dr. Yuan presented his findings. And since then, more than 40 countries today grow this hybrid rice. And Yuan Longping and his colleagues continued to develop even newer strains of super hybrid rice that not only boosted yields, but allowed those engaged in rice farming to free up land that could be used for other cash crops or to convert fields into fish farms. And this ultimately improved the standard of living and livelihoods of so many small-time farmers in more places than just China. The benefit to the masses of people who lived in countries and regions where famine was an ever-present threat received no small amount of relief from Dr. Yuan's efforts and his vision to fight hunger. You know, inventing a new strain of rice that allows you to get more agricultural bang for your buck than what most farmers were planting year after year. It's not as sexy as inventing an iPhone or a new app or Tesla or Mars rover, but the genius of Yuan Longping and the hard work he did, and all the scientists and agronomists who worked with him, they did so much to fight hunger and improve people's lives. And so many of these China History Podcast episodes, we constantly hear about deaths in battle, victims of war, deaths from famines, floods, disease, political persecution. Here, for once, is a story about someone who, well, when you think about it, probably saved more lives, both in China and in all the countries who cultivated the rice he developed, than all the deaths suffered since the Qing Dynasty. In China alone, it said the lives of more than 70 million people had been saved thanks to his innovations in rice farming. To his dying day, on May 22nd, 2021, he was revered by all who knew him, and he had been a recipient of so many prestigious prizes, including the Wolf Prize for Agriculture in 2004. In his own lifetime, he received almost every possible high honor, prize, and award to recognize his achievements. Thanks to Yuan Longping, China went from food deficiency to food security within 3 decades. In presenting Yuan Longping with the Wolf Prize for Agriculture, the deciders had announced, quote, "Professor Yuan Longping is one of the scientific giants in modern agricultural research and has made a dramatic impact on worldwide food production. Professor Yuan has developed innovative strategies to significantly enhance rice yields, utilizing cytoplasmic male sterility that has led to the development of hybrid rice. Under his leadership, and after a decade of cooperative research efforts among hundreds of rice scientists from numerous research institutes and universities, rice yields were generally enhanced by 20% and China rice production by 50%. Professor Yuan has further pioneered superhybrids utilizing interspecific heterosis. As an agricultural scientist, Yuan Longping's concerns go beyond China's food supply and extend to the enormous problem of world hunger. To help increase world food supply, he has shared his knowledge, techniques, and breeding materials with scientists worldwide. End quote. And even after he made all these breakthroughs in the 1970s, Yuan Longping and his team continued to produce newer strains and made new breakthroughs. One strain of rice was produced specifically to be low in cadmium so that it could be planted in soils that had suffered pollution damage due to the presence of heavy metals. He had an honorable send-off in China, and there was no small number of stories written, videos produced, and all manners of recognition for Dr. Yuan Longping. He wasn't too well known in my country, but in China, he was a national hero. President Emeritus of the World Food Prize and Vice Chairman of the Yuan Longping International Rice Development Forum, Kenneth M. Quinn, said of Dr. Yuan, quote, "Like Norman Borlaug, Professor Yuan was incredibly humble, never seeking fame or adulation. Rather, he focused only on hard work and results that could help eradicate poverty and uplift people out of hunger." Professor Yuan similarly believed deeply in the power of science as the multiplier of the harvest. End quote. Worldwide, about 20% of the rice produced comes from species created using hybrid rice. So that's it. I don't want to go on for too long. I'm sure many CHP listeners also subscribe to at least one of the many great China newsletters out there. And many of you noticed what a big deal this was after news of Dr. Yuan's passing was announced. In 100 years, I would say historians will speak highly of his achievements, and he'll always remain not only a scientist, but a person of great historical significance. This is Laszlo Montgomery of the China History Podcast. Thanks for listening.